Hey, hey, it's your girl Carla Renata, aka the Curvy Film Critic. The Oscar nominations were announced, and If Beale Street Could Talk got two. One for Barry Jenkins for Best Adapted Screenplay, and the other for my girl Regina King for Best Supporting Actress in a Feature Film. So excited for her. We had an opportunity to sit down and talk to her about Black love and her advice for those people of color out there, and, you know, that pledge that she made at the Golden Globes. Take a listen.
Hey, Miss Regina.
Hey, Carla.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Girl, when I saw you in Toronto right after they had screened If Beale Street Could Talk and you were in that beautiful blue gown, I told you then you're going to get your first Oscar nomination. Was I right or was I right?
I guess you were right.
I'm so excited for you. So heavily
Thank
excited
you.
For you. Now, how much of James Baldwin's work were you familiar with before you started to do the film?
I'd read some essays, Giovanni's Room, aware of pretty much all of his books, but I had not read them all. I hadn't read Beale Street. I mean, it was kind of hard not to be familiar with James Baldwin, the voice for Black Americans. His words have lived on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Your role in the film, I tell people, when people ask me about If Beale Street Could Talk, I say Regina King's character represents your mama, your grandmama, your auntie, your godmother, your cousins, anybody in your family that is a woman that does whatever she has to keep the love and the family together. That's what I tell people about your character. What do you tell people about your character in that film?
The same thing, but I just kind of expanded a bit because I think what's unique about seeing it, it's not unique to a lot of our experiences as Black families, but it's unique to film with us as the main story. It's a family where the father is present that will do anything for those that they love. It's a beautiful thing to see on film. We don't get to see that often.
You're absolutely right. And we don't get to see Black love depicted in the way that it was depicted in Beale Street. Black love between a couple, between a mom and her kid, between a mom and her soon-to-be grandchild, her husband.
Baby, a father and his daughter.
Yes.
Yeah. The way Fonnie loved on Tish like that. I've told a lot of my friends who, even though there is the sexual component in that movie, it's beautiful. And all of my friends who have daughters that are 15 and up, I tell them, you know, your girls need to see this and the boys need to see this. So that a girl understands, especially one who doesn't have a man in her life, a father or a boyfriend, or that this is how you're supposed to be loved on. This is how you're supposed to be cared for. This is the delicate way you are supposed to be handled, because you are a beautiful blossom that is blooming. I know I have not seen that care that Bonnie has when he's with Tish. It's beautiful.
So let's just flip it back around to this morning. When the news broke of you having an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress for If Beale Street Could Talk, yes, I said the whole thing. Who were you with? I'm so excited. You don't understand. I'm probably more excited for you than you are for yourself. But when you found out this morning, who were you with? What was the reaction? I want to hear all the dirt.
Well, I probably am going to disappoint you because it's not a big, huge, exciting story. I was in my bed. You know, I turned my phone off because I knew either way whether I received a nomination or didn't, it was going to be ringing or buzzing a lot, and I didn't want to be
disturbed.
I didn't want to wake up. Yeah. So when I turned my phone on, you know, my phone was buzzing. All messages were coming in. So I figured the best first person to call was my publicist, and he would let me know. So he answered the phone. Hey, Oscar nominee. So that's how I found out.
Are you going to continue the streak of doing your acceptance speech without it being written out and just speaking from your heart?
Well, I don't think that there's any other way. I mean, I feel like, you know, it's a bit of a jinx if I do. You know, I try to keep in my mind the people that are the reason have so much to do with why I'm standing up on any stage, and let go and let God.
I know that's right. You said during your Golden Globes acceptance speech that you were going to make a pledge to employ more women and work with more women in the industry just to give us, you know, more of that spotlight. Do you have any projects in particular that you were thinking about when you said that?
Well, yeah. I mean, any project. You know, the two projects. I mean, there's more than two, but my partner and I, we're developing quite a few projects right now, you know, so whatever is the first one that moves from development into the production stages will be that first project that we want to see that 50-50, that parity. You know?
I know that said there was the last one, but this actually is the last one. I know, I psyched you out. So, as someone who's been behind the camera and in front of the camera, what advice would you give how to move on with their career and how to be uplifted and how to keep on moving toward that goal that they have?
Well, I mean, I think that the only difference between someone who never reached their goal or people that have is that the people that had just never stopped. You're not moving forward just because you get a no. You're not continuing to nurture your skills. You never will know everything. So I would encourage people to continue to put themselves in positions where they're learning, where they're nurturing those gifts that they were given. You could take it down to basketball. Kobe Bryant is naturally a gifted player, but to reach the level of success that he did, anything that you've seen Kobe Bryant on or any of his documentaries about his career, the amount of work that that man put into his game, most people don't have that work ethic. I guess more than anything, as I'm talking to you, improve your work ethic. Your hustle should be nonstop.
And I think that's a great way to end. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to me, Carla Renata, the curvy film critic at Black Hollywood Live. I appreciate you. We appreciate you. I'm not going to wish you good luck because I know you're going to win, just like I knew you were going to get the Oscar nomination. So I'm not even going to say that because you're going to win. I know you're going to win. I know you are.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful
day.
Get some rest. Yes.
The
91st Annual Academy Awards Celebration takes place on Sunday, February 24th. We here at Black Hollywood Live, as well as myself, the curvy film critic, will be rooting with the biggest cheerleader palms you have ever seen for Regina King and for Barry Jenkins for Best Adapted Screenplay. This is your girl, Carla Renata, a.k.a. the curvy film critic. Love, peace, and hair grease. Until the next time.